Good evening, said he with mounting enthusiasm. Top Gear this week features Principal Edward's Magic Theatre, Eclection and The Family, not as advertised Chicken Shack. I'll explain that later. Our first record is from The Birds, from their LP Dr. Birds and Mr. Hyde, and this is called Old Blue. Really a treat, actually. It's great for singing along with. Actually, this programme isn't, as it were, live. It's pre-recorded in the BBC's trendy pace setting B13 studio, surrounded by friends, because at the time you're listening to this, if you're listening, of course, I shall be in Birmingham getting ready to listen to the Pink Floyd. Okay? All right. So there you are. This is the new single from Canned Heat, which you may have heard on Pete Drummond's radio programme on Saturday nights, and there again you may not. Anyway, it's called Time Was. New single released from Canned Heat, and that was called Time Was. I like the other side better, actually. Perhaps we'll play that for you next week or the week after. You may have read that the Eclection were recently in a car accident, and since they were last on the programme, there have been a number of changes in personnel, but not in any way traceable to their car accident. There are now six of them, as a matter of fact, and I think I should tell you who they are. There's John Palmer on electric piano and vocals, Gary Boyle on flute and guitar, George Hultgren on 12-string guitar, that's what it says, Trevor Lucas on bass guitar, Jerry Conway on drums, and Doris Henderson, who sings, of course. And their first number this evening is a Joni Mitchell song called Both Sides Now.
Rolls and flows of angels' hair and ice cream castles in the air, feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now these clouds, they block the sun. They rain and hail on everyone. So many things I might have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way you feel, as every fairy tale comes real. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. You leave them laughing when you go. So if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions I recall. I really don't know love at all. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way. But now old friends, they're acting strange. They shake their heads, they say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained. Living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know why. but still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life.
And that, of course, was a chart-topper, finger-popper, as they say, for Judy Collins in the United States of America. But those were the Eclection that time, with Trevor Lucas singing, and Both Sides Now is the name of it. You may have heard last week that we were hoping to have the Chicken Shack, we in fact had planned on it, as a matter of fact, on the programme this evening, but unfortunately, although they all turned up, less, of course, Christine Perfect, but plus the new member, Paul Raymond, who plays organ, and was, I am told, formerly with the Plastic Penny and Screaming Lord Sutch, as Anthro pedigree. But they turned up, but their equipment didn't, you see, which was all rather bewildering. And as we didn't really fancy featuring them as a whistling quartet or anything like that, we decided we'd leave it to some other time before we had them on the programme. But we will play their single, which is called I'd Rather Go Blind. Really a good record, and as I said earlier on, we will try and get the Chicken Shack on the programme as soon as we possibly can. That's their single anyway, with Christine Perfect singing, and it's called I'd Rather Go Blind. Now, some of you may remember that I promised that if Leicester City won the Cup, I would play the whole of the Family LP on the same programme, you see, but as we're pre-recording this on the Friday, I don't really know. It is Friday, isn't it? Yeah. I don't really know whether Leicester City or Manchester City won, not having the gift of prophecy and foresight. And although I have been poring over the entrails of a goat during the past 24 hours to try and ascertain whether or not Leicester City won, I couldn't come up with any really conclusive decision. So, in lieu of that, I'll have to try and think if they did win. This is getting very complicated. I think they'll abandon the entire project. Anyway, the family are on the programme this evening, and their first number is called, appropriately, A Song for Me.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed, the family, and that was a song for me. And I get conflicting reports from members of the family in America. Apparently the tour started off rather badly, but is improving. I certainly hope that's true, anyway. I got a postcard during the week from Valerie Aldous of Brentwood in Essex, who said that, and Valerie isn't very old, she said she went to London and fed the pigs in Trafalgar Square, which I thought was rather nice imagery, but I suppose she meant pigeons in point of fact. But I like the idea of pigs in Trafalgar Square, which leads me logically to the Bonzo Dog Band and their non-hit, Mr. Apollo.
Mr. Apollo, up the tree with his bare hands. I have seen Mr. Apollo's bodybuilding plan. He's the strongest man the world has ever seen. And if you take his courses, he'll make you big and rough.
And you can beat up bullies till they cry, oh no, oh crikey, let go, you rotter. Don't punish me.
When you're tough,
you're very fit,
your voice is gruff,
it sounds like grit.
You are so strong
and proud of it, thanks to Mr. Apollo. Everybody knows he's the greatest benefactor of mankind. Follow Mr. Apollo. Everybody knows that a healthy body makes a healthy
in their faces, kick!
When you're tough,
you're very fit,
your voice is gruff,
it sounds like grit,
you are so strong
and proud of it, thanks to Mr. Apollo. Follow Mr. Apollo. Everybody knows he's the greatest benefactor.
Give me 10 years of your life, and I'll trade in that puny flab for living muscle, the physique you desire. Strong, huge husky shoulders to hold your shirt. 5 years ago, I was a 4-stone apology. Today, I am 2 separate gorillas. No tiresome exercises, no tricks, no unpleasant bending. Wrestle poodles and win. Play beach ball, shave your legs, knock over walls, tease people, brush them aside as though they were men.
Didn't you buy that? The Bonzo Dog Band, anyway, and that was Mr. Apollo. And now it's 7:30 on Radio 1, and presumably elsewhere besides, and time for the news.
The Monopolies Commission, in their report out tomorrow, is expected to call for the eventual end of the system under which public houses are tied to big brewery companies. But the president of the Licensed Victuallers Federation, Mr. Norman de Johns, says about half the public houses in the country would have to close down if the tied house system was abolished. He claims that many pubs are maintained by brewers at a low rent and are being run at a loss. A time bomb made with gelignite and part of an alarm clock was found this morning on a windowsill outside a Roman Catholic church about 10 miles from Belfast. It was discovered by the priest when he arrived to take morning service. There's been brisk polling in the French referendum, the one on which President de Gaulle has staked his future. Our Paris correspondent says the fact that there have been fewer abstentions than expected could be in the president's favour. The polling booths close in about half an hour's time, but the result won't be known until later tonight. Radio Peking says China is considering Soviet proposals for talks on their border dispute. The radio revealed that Mr. Kosygin tried to talk to Chinese leaders on the telephone in March, but the Chinese didn't want to deal with the Russians by phone. They preferred to do it through the usual diplomatic channels. The cup winners, Manchester City, got a roar of welcome from thousands of people when they brought the cup back to the city tonight. They drove in an open-topped coach from Wimslow to the town hall for a reception. There, a crowd of more than 3,000 waved and cheered as the captain, Tony Book, held the cup aloft. Now here's the weather forecast until dawn tomorrow. Showers will gradually die out this evening to give some long, clear periods overnight, and ground frost will occur in many sheltered inland districts. In the west and north, it'll remain rather cloudy, with scattered showers persisting. And the outlook for tomorrow and Thursday, showers, chiefly in the north, and sunny intervals, becoming a little warmer, especially in the south. And that's the news and the weather at 7:32.
Celebrate and pass away his name.
Restitution and Those Were a Collection, and it was written, curiously enough, by Jerry Conway, who's the drummer with the group, and that's the first of his writings that I've heard. Oh, it's very good, too. I haven't seen the group for a long time. They're obviously doing some very interesting things. This is from Bob Dylan's latest LP, which is arousing a lot of controversy. It's called Nashville Skyline, the LP, and this track is Country Pie.
The hog's head up on his toes. Oh, me, oh, my. Love that country pie. Listen to the fiddler play when it's playing till the break of day. Oh, me, oh, my. Love that country pie. Raspberry, strawberry, lemon, and lime. What do I care? Blueberry, apple, cherry, pumpkin, and plum. Call me for dinner, honey, I'll be there. Saddle me up my big white boots. Tie me on and turn her loose. Oh, me, oh, my. Love that country pie. Now, I don't need much, that ain't no lie. Ain't run any race. Give to me my country pie. I won't throw it up in anybody's face. Take me up that old Beach Street. Little Jack Horner got nothing on me. Oh, me, oh, my. Love that country pie.
I read in Rolling Stone that the groovy US underground people are very disappointed with the new Dylan album. I'm not quite sure why. You know, there are no sort of profound messages, I don't think, contained in it, but it's just a nice, friendly record. That's my opinion, anyway. That was called Country Pie. Prince Will Edwards Magic Theatre have been recording for their first single over this weekend, and they're on the programme this evening, too. This is called Lament for the Earth.
Quiet, 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 quiet.
Principal Edwards Magic Theatre, and that was written by Martin Stellman, and The Mysterious Root, you see, and it's called Lament for the Earth. Family again, and this is a Sonny Boy Williamson song called Bring It On Home. And I must confess it's not one of my favourite family efforts, but anyway, listen to it yourself and judge for yourselves. Bring It On Home.
Baby. Baby. Gonna bring it on home to you. Done bought my ticket, got my load. Come up to Holland, all aboard. Bought that train, got my bags upon the rack. Watch the train down the track. On my way home, trains come up, Lord, home. Watch them moving on down the track. Lord, Lord, I'm coming right back. Bring on home to you. I'm coming on home now. Got to bring on home now. Got to bring on home now. Got to bring on home. Yes, and I'm coming on home to you.
The family there and bring it on home. I got this the following card just now from Joe Lustig, which says the Pentangle have been recording a new album and came up with this track that everyone loved so much they've decided to rush release it as a single on May the 16th in capital letters. For me, this is the best thing they have ever done. Jackie's on vocal and Bert lays down a hard picking foundation. Very sad. Backed by some intricate polyrhythms by Terry. So there you are. John plays the sitar for the first time on record. And Danny does some remarkable tremolo. Bowed bass in counterpoint with a guitar solo. So there you are. Anyway, this is it. A new single from the Pentangle, and it's called Once I Had a Sweetheart.
Once I had a sweetheart, and now I have none. Once I had a sweetheart. Gone and left me inside.
So that's what a polyrhythm sounds like. No, actually, that's very nice indeed. And with the current possibilities of things like that and the chance, it might make it. I hope so. Anyway, those are the Pentangle, and that's called Once I Had a Sweetheart. You may have read a lot in the music papers lately about Creedence Clearwater Revival, who were apparently discovered a couple of months ago by Jonathan King, which will come as a surprise to regular listeners to this program. We heard them over a year ago, but there you are. I can't go on about that. This is from their LP, Bayou Country, and it's called Proud Mary. Mary from Creedence Clearwater Revival, and I think if you listen to the LP you'll hear some very nice vocals and lead guitar from John Fogerty. You should try and hear it anyway. It's called Bayou Country. This may well be Principal Edwards' first single.
Sometimes he runs to my rigid arms when trouble comes. He clings to me like his mother's skirt, and I am cold and he is hurt. He tries so hard, and in his eyes he mirrors me. Mirrors me, he tries to be hard, and in his eyes I can see he's I try to have some sympathy. But I am I. What he needs is time. He's not too sure of where he's going, and I'm so hard, don't know what I'm doing. He needs my love, and in his right hand is loneliness, loneliness. He wants my love, I feel his hand, and then I know I'm his greatest test.
Prince Will Edward's Magic Theatre and the Ballad of the Big Girl Now and the Mere Boy, which is one of my favourite songs of all time, I think.